This song sort of signifies the end of a 4-year drought after lonely days and broken
hearts. Nothing to do with us, just the end of a 4-year drought.
We went through about 4 years without a hit record of any kind to speak of. And we teamed up with a gentleman called Arif Mardin, who was a great producer. This was our first encounter with Arif, and we sang a song to him. We sang a bit of this. It's just your jive talking, you're telling me lies, yeah. And we hadn't said you telling me lies.
No, he said shut up, didn't he?
At that point, he said get out.
Yeah. But
now the next encounter.
He said not that bloody rubbish, is it?
It's the second encounter that's most interesting.
He said we got jive talking all wrong. We thought we didn't know it meant lying. Yeah. You know, and he said, it was the wrong lyrics, and he corrected us, and he suggested that we sing about lying, which is basically what the song ended up being about.
Because in the UK, you see, jive is like what it used to mean here, like dancing, you know, yeah. Like old dancing, but
right.
Jive.
But we found out it was an expression for bolt.
Yeah, right.
Well, I thought I'd save you beeping it later.
Yeah, right. But, we had the idea for the riff by... The bridge, there's a bridge between here and Criteria.
Yeah, it's not there anymore now.
It's gone now. But when it was there, it had a sound like that. When you drove over it, that's what it did.
And at exactly 37 miles per hour.
I know. It had to be at the right mileage, otherwise you didn't get that.
You did it 40, it was just wasn't groovy enough.
But one night we were coming home from the studio, Criteria, and we heard this.
There it is again.
Coming over the bridge, and
so we've got to get some new tyres.
New tyres. So,
car was a bloody wreck.
Yeah, I know. So it started off the record, and it went like this. Okay, we ready?
Ready.
I'm off start again.
You must put some strings on that thing.
Okay. It's just your jive talking, telling me lies. Jive talking, never discussed. Jive talking, so misunderstood. Yeah, jive talking, you're really no good. Oh my child, you never know just what you mean to me. So much, you're gonna take away my energy with all your jive talking, telling me lies. Good loving still gets you much. Nobody believe what you say. It's just your jive talking gets in the way. Misunderstood, yeah. Jive talking, you just ain't no good. Gonna love talking, see very fine, yeah. Jive talking, just as a crime. If there's somebody, until you die, you know that jive talking just gets in your eye. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. So this brings us into the so-called fever syndrome, which and this is the ballad from the film. And Robert Stigwood and Al Curry came to... We were in France, we were in Herouville, just outside of Paris. And it was constantly raining, so we had very little else to do except write songs, so...
Actually, it was like waiting for the Americans to come and liberate us.
Yeah.
It was that... This place is called the Chateau, but it's really quite a place.
Quite a place. And so we had nothing much to do except write songs, and we wrote about 3 songs in a week, and there was Staying Alive, Night Fever. If I Can't Have You, More Than a Woman.
Yeah, that was the first one, If I Can't Have You.
Yeah, but that whole bunch was sort of in that sort of 10-day, 2-week period. And this particular ballad, which we've always felt was one of the best pieces of work we've ever done. But rather than blow our own trumpet, we'll just sing the song.
Okay. Please don't play the trumpet.
We can have the odd blast.
Okay.